Brendan, now keep that picture a little bit because it gives me the next thing we did. With our miniature S now, we mounted it up on the roof on tripods at considerable height. And we oriented the sphere in such a way that its axis, its north pole south axis, was exactly parallel to the real Earth's axis. And then we rotated the sphere around its north pole south axis so that Ithaca, where Cornell is in New York, was in zenith. So the way our big planet Earth is oriented in the heavens, Ithaca is in this direction, and then the little miniature. So the little one was mimicking the exact posture of the big Earth in the universe. The distance to the nearest star being 92 million miles away and so forth, and even from any other star group than the Sun, if you could ever see such a little light as our Earth reflecting the Sun's light, you would not have, for any distance apart, you would never know whether you were looking at the little, my miniature Earth or the big one, because their centers are only 4,000 miles apart.